WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It's after 5 p.m. with George Harrison on Max FM.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. Got my mind set on you. But it's gonna take money. A whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money. Right, child. It's gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time. My mind to it. I know.
money to do it right, child. It's gonna take time, a whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time.
Max FM.
Don't you know the kind of man I am? No, said I never fall in love again, but 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah!
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep our text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Great way to request music and win contests. Here is John Mellencamp on Max FM.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I lived in a small town.
Now
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Saturday night. This is pretty rude behavior for a Canadian. A 43-year-old golfer in British Columbia got arrested for smashing his driver over another guy's head. It happened at the Burn Bay Mountain Golf Course near Vancouver on October 12th, but the video just came out. It sounds like the victim or someone he was with hit into the group in front of them. Now, that's never fun when that happens. That's why you holler, "Four!" But apparently that didn't happen. You know, accidents happen on the golf course. You try to be careful. You can hear the victim say it was a mistake, but the guy immediately cracks him with his driver so hard, the club head snaps off. The guy hit, went down, and started rolling around on the ground holding his head. But luckily, he was not seriously hurt. His friends freaked out but didn't retaliate. The guy filming stayed very calm and very Canadian about it and said, "We can de-escalate this, eh?" Officers showed up and arrested the guy, who was described as intoxicated. Sounds like he is facing charges for assault with a weapon. I'm not sure what this bonehead was thinking, because guess what? Those drivers are very expensive. Why would you do that? Oh, wait, alcohol was involved. That never leads to good things on the golf course. I know it does not improve my game, just saying. Coming up, we will look at our community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by the Black Eyed Peas on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Boy Scout Troop 247th Annual Camping for Cans Box Camp. That's going to be happening on Saturday, November 9th. The troop will spend 24 hours camping in cardboard boxes in front of Viking Village Foods in Reedsburg. They'll be collecting non-perishable food items, and Viking Village will be matching each item that they receive. And then all the items will be donated to the Reedsburg Food Pantry. This community service project not only assists with the food pantry shelves before the holidays, but it also brings awareness to homelessness in our area. Please support the amazing effort. For more details, you can check out their Facebook page. Again, this will take place on Saturday for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. and going till Sunday morning at 9 as well. It's also time for the Portage High School Holiday Bazaar with music, crafts, and raffle prizes. All proceeds will support the Portage High School special education programs. This will also be on Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Indulge in a festive wonderland of creativity and cheer. There'll be a delightful array of handcrafted treasures from local artisans and vendors, each offering unique gifts and holiday decorations to make your season merry and bright. Again, this will start at 9 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. It'll be at the Portage High School Gymnasium. And once again, the Reedsburg VFW Post 1619 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month with made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausages, hash browns, and so much more. $10 per person. Each person under 10 will get in for $1 for each year of age. This again is every second Sunday from 8 a.m. until noon at Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. Check out their Facebook page for all the details.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with passing showers and lows in the low 40s. More clouds tomorrow with areas of rain and highs in the low 50s. Mid-60s and still some showers on Monday. Showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder Tuesday. High near 60. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 53.
99.7
Party every day, and I'm feeling
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I'm going to step on out. I will be back with you tomorrow. Yeah, a lot of fun on Max FM with Phil Collins.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Until
90s and more.
99 Max FM.
Cause it's real.